The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings to everyone. And welcome to our meditation time together. And I love the idea that we're doing this together. So thank you for being part of this and contributing. So one of the wonderful teachings that have come down to us, I think from a Thai teacher named Ajahn Chah, and it had to do with someone, I think, and I might be making this up, but something like this, that someone was in the monastery and there was a lot of noise. And the person went to the monastery, to the abbot, and said, "You know, I'm really all that noise is bothering my meditation. Can you do something about it?" And the teacher said, "It isn't that the noise is bothering you; you're bothering the noise." And this turning it around and not blaming things outside of us for our mental state is one of the very important movements here in the Buddhist practice. So it means kind of understanding better our contribution, what we're doing. So it's certainly possible to, I've had this happen where I was meditating in a retreat with other people, and someone near me was extremely loud. Came in late, like a lumberjack with heavy boots, kind of pounding in, and always late, and then always out of breath, and then would sit down and spend the next 5 minutes seemingly catching his breath, and then would then decide later, in the middle of sitting, to undo his Velcro jacket and take that off, and then to be more kind of little bit heavy breathing for a little while, and there's all this noise all the time, and I was bothered by his noise, and when I was bothered by that noise, I had a few critical thoughts about him. But it was a long retreat, and after a while, I just got used to it, and just kind of expected it, and after a while, it actually became kind of a mindfulness bell. The times where my mind was drifting off, it reminded me, it helped me realize, oh, I'm drifting off, and now I'm back in the present, and this noise is what's brought me back, or what's in the present moment. And at some point, it no longer became an issue. All the same sounds would be there, and they were just sounds. And you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, is there a sound? If there is a sound in the meditation hall and there's no one who reacts to it, is it bothersome? And so I learned that the sounds stay the same, but my contribution changed over time. And in fact, I was the one who was bothering myself in a sense. I was the one who was getting agitated and contracted and around what was going on. And so understanding this principle goes a long way to learning how to be calm in meditation, because then we stop the habitual way of blaming something else outside of us, ourselves. Or say it maybe a little bit more in a useful way, we stop getting involved in blaming whatever it's going on or being upset by what's going on, but rather we're learning to turn around and look at how we're upset, how we're reactive to it, and seeing what aspects of the upsetness, the bothersomeness, we can just calm down. It's just our contribution to the situation. It's not inherent in the situation that we need to be bothered or upset by it. This can be a very challenging teaching idea, and sometimes it can be quite, you know, liberating, quite obvious. But it involves the principle that in meditation, at least there, maybe not elsewhere, at least in meditation, we are understanding our contribution to our agitation. And once we understand that, then it's possible for that agitation to calm down. It's possible for us not to invest energy and time and concerns into that preoccupation. And it can kind of, you know, maybe it can't stop, but we can maybe more fully return to just breathing with it. And over time, it just settles because we're not investing in it anymore. So to take a meditation posture and so that your eyes can be relaxed, so that in meditation you're not unconsciously using your eyes to see and look at your breathing, your experience. Before you close your eyes, lower your gaze in a way that's just relaxing. However low the gaze goes, it's kind of relaxing for the eyes. Letting the eyes rest in their sockets. Not needing to focus on anything. Loose, open focus. The attention goes to relaxing the eyes. Cooling the heat of activity in the eyes. And now to gently close your eyes. And gently, as if it's the most gentle, caring thing you could do, take a few deep breaths, just deep enough to stay in the zone of care, caring, gentle, and connecting to your body breathing with a few long, slow, gentle breaths. And with the same gentleness, maybe even slowness, as you exhale, let there be a relaxing in your body. And then let your breathing return to normal. And perhaps still in a gentle, slow, kind way. On the exhale, relax the muscles of your face. Maybe letting the mouth fall slightly open or releasing any pressure of the lips against each other. On the exhale, releasing the shoulders. And if they don't release, a softening in the shoulders. And if you have, as if you have all the time in the world, on the exhale, the next few exhales, let there be a softening in the belly. And then giving yourself over to the experience of your of breathing, of how your body experiences breathing. So you're not so much in the control tower looking at the breath, thinking about the breath, but you're noticing the sensations in the body, almost as if the sensations in the body have a chance to reveal themselves, the sensations of the body breathing. Keeping yourself centered on your breathing and the peripheral vision, kind of, relax the thinking mind. Quiet your thinking. Perhaps even letting go of your thinking on the exhale. And then also on the exhale now, perhaps the exhale can also be like a calm wave moving through your body, calming the body and mind, or connecting you to whatever calm is here. And if there is some calmness here, on the inhale, as the lungs fill with air, almost like your inhale fills the calm with the sensations of your body. And if you find yourself upset with something or bothered by something, reactive to anything, provisionally assume that that's your contribution. That you're the one who's agitating yourself with the bothering. And see if by doing so, you don't invest so much interest or involvement with the, but rather stay with your breathing. And let the breathing breathe through or with the agitation, the contraction, the pressure. Maybe letting the sense of being bothered or upset be in the background and breathing like waves in the body washing up and down off the shore, the sandy shore. If there's some way you're being bothered or disturbed, preoccupied by anything, the universe is much bigger than your preoccupation. You might see if you can feel the calm or peace that's beyond the edges of your concern, that's below it. And perhaps your concern is held in a wider space of calm or peace. A calm or peace that you're breathing is supported by. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to take a few moments to feel, recognize any calmness, peacefulness that you might feel, even together with any restlessness or discomfort you might feel. And imagine yourself calm and peaceful, going into the world of your day-to-day. And how would it be like to go into the world and do your daily activities? Accompanied by calmness and peacefulness. What would it be like to meet other people? To do the activities of the day. And perhaps from a peaceful, calm place, living your life with care for others has a different meaning and orientation. May it be that this meditation that we do supports us in moving through the world with care for the welfare and happiness of everyone, including ourselves. May we live caring for each other's well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.